I'm Jimmy Floyd in for Brian Lehrer, and tonight at 9 begins the pivotal 48 hours in the race to win the 2012 Republican nomination. As President Obama's approval rating reaches a new low, it's around 45% today, Republican contenders gather in Iowa for a debate. And then they do everything they can in the next 2 days to rustle up votes for Saturday night's AIM straw poll. Frontrunner Mitt Romney, who won the straw poll in 2007 but then famously faded down the stretch, is skipping the event altogether, but he'll be part of the debate tonight. The remaining candidates see it as a chance to establish themselves. In particular, all eyes are on Michelle Bachmann, who is polling quite well, but also is starting to get the legitimate candidate scrutiny from the press. It'll also be the first high-profile weekend for John Huntsman, former Obama ambassador to China. Newt Gingrich is still in the mix, as is Rick Santorum, and of course Ron Paul. And then there's Tim Pawlenty, who many saw as the steadiest candidate in the field. This weekend may be his last chance to revive his flagging campaign, which is being criticized as not steady. And actually, some may even say boring. And candidates may be taking their shots at the president in tonight's debate, but there's another person also crowding into the spotlight, and that's Texas Governor Rick Perry. He's expected to announce his intention to run in a speech over in South Carolina, a speech that happens to be scheduled smack dab in the middle of the Iowa straw poll festivities. So off to Ames, Iowa we go with Lisa Lehrer, congressional reporter for Bloomberg News, who will be at the debate and the straw poll this weekend. Hello, Lisa. Welcome.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Well, there's a whole lot going on. First, I guess we'll ask you to help us gauge the mood on the ground. Does it feel like a pivotal weekend?
Well, it certainly does. This is a critical week in the campaign out here, not only with the straw poll, of course, with the debate tonight. And what's really striking is the number of folks that I've talked to out here that are still undecided, that really are heading into the straw poll with no idea who they're going to back. So I think this is a major moment that will really bring some shape to the field.
Now, that gives us an opportunity to take a step back and ask you exactly how the straw poll works.
Well, you have to be a registered Iowa voter. That's the first thing. But folks who come can register on the same day at the straw poll, and they come. All the candidates, it's more like a carnival almost than anything else. Each candidate has a booth, and they have barbecue and bands. And Mike Huckabee, the former Arkansas governor, who, of course, ran last time, is playing at a bunch of these booths. And they give out speeches, and then everyone there cast their ballots, and we see who the winner is. It doesn't typically predict the winner. Mitt Romney won last time around, and of course he went on to, he didn't win the nomination and dropped out a couple weeks after the caucuses here in Iowa, but it does serve to winnow out the field, and it can be a test of candidates' organizational strength in the state.
And you're the congressional reporter for Bloomberg News, so you know, I think everyone knows that President Obama has had a very rough week. He's down, and I am sure that while he's down, Republican candidates will want to kick him. and it's also a primary, so they have to focus, I guess, Lisa, on beating each other first. How do you think they're going to balance those two objectives?
Oh, well, there's no question they're going to attack President Obama. That's what they've really focused on up to this point in the debate. The question that people are really watching tonight in the debate is, do they start to turn on each other? We've reached that point in the campaign where candidates are going to start attacking Mitt Romney, who, of course, is the front runner right now in this race, and also maybe turning on Michelle Bachmann, who's gotten a real strong boost of enthusiasm in recent weeks. And I think we're going to start to see that as they start jockeying to get an edge and the competition between the various Republican candidates becomes a bit more fierce.
Now, you mentioned the number of undecided voters, and in a couple minutes we're going to talk with WNYC's Anna Sale about her search for independent voters, who are, of course, the prize in any election. the prize voters. Are the candidates at all trying to talk to a general audience at this point and trying to win over independents, or are they still focused primarily on the GOP base?
Well, that's the balancing act that some candidates are trying to strike. Mitt Romney, in particular, has really tried to frame himself as someone that could appeal to those independent candidates. John Huntsman is doing the same thing. The trick with that is the type of things that typically appeal to independent candidates don't always appeal to, or the type of, don't always appeal to the base. And so that's sort of where we are in the race. They're trying to balance those two competing interests. But the first priority, of course, is winning the nomination. So I think this debate, you'll really see a lot of focus on talking to the base, particularly here in Iowa.
And what's the emerging narrative around the debt ceiling fallout? Because we talked about President Obama's rough couple of weeks. There's been the debt ceiling fallout. There's been the Standard and Poor's downgrade, and all of the other bad economic news of the last week and the impact for President Obama. But, of course, there is the impact on the GOP, and many of the candidates were notably silent during the debt ceiling negotiations. Are they starting to speak out and chime in now?
Well, several of the candidates, of course, said President Obama should have led earlier. They didn't like how he handled it. Michelle Bachmann said she didn't support raising the debt ceiling at all in really almost any circumstance. What's interesting is Huntsman and Alaska Governor Sarah Palin, who, of course, we can't forget, although it's not clear if she's running, she's certainly a presence in this race, attacked Romney for coming in and saying that he wouldn't have personally supported, the deal to raise the debt ceiling sort of at the last minute. And they said that showed a lack of leadership by him, which I think indicates this phase we're entering, where these candidates are more and more going to start attacking each other and focusing their fire on taking out their opponents.
And we talked a little bit about Michelle Bachmann. I mentioned that she's getting serious candidate treatment, which is a good thing for her because she's getting a whole lot of coverage. But, of course, that means also a whole lot of scrutiny. There's that long profile in The New Yorker this week calling into question some of her religious affiliations. And of course, Lisa, you know of the big controversy over the Newsweek cover photo. Many have seen it as disrespectful. Since we talk about now whether and how much they start to look to each other, is she going to be a particular target tonight from the other candidates and even the questioners?
Oh, I think she'll definitely catch some flack from the other candidates, for sure. In part, that's because her profile has taken off and her polling numbers have taken off in the past couple weeks. But she definitely is getting more scrutiny. And one thing that I think is interesting is the type of scrutiny she's getting, the things that people are pointing out about her background, is exactly what her supporters love about her. I did a piece about her several weeks ago with a colleague at Bloomberg, and what we found is she's always been very consistent who she is. She's always jumped on. She's had a strong interest in social issues, and she's jumped on those issues early and sort of catapulted them, blown them up into bigger issues, and she's been at the center of that firestorm. And I think that's exactly what her supporters like about her. They see her as a fighter, someone that's really willing to take on President Obama and Democrats and Washington in general.
And yet you mentioned that her base enjoys that about her, but is that enough to catch someone like Romney? Doesn't she need broader support?
Well, that's something that we're going to see. I mean, the question is what her organizational strength is, right? How much support does she really have? And does she have sort of the campaign apparatus to mobilize people for the caucus? And I think how she does in the straw poll on this weekend will be a really good test of that, and that'll be something that's interesting. Democrats, of course, particularly the White House, would love to see her do well. They think of her as someone that would not appeal to independent voters, and they see her as someone that would be a bit easier for President Obama to match up with.
And what can you tell us about Rick Perry, making a little bit of a transition? He's wildly popular there in Texas, and everyone seems to think he can just enter the race at this stage and maybe even become a front runner. Is he really going to try and steal the spotlight by announcing during Iowa?
Well, he said he's not officially announcing, but he's going to give a strong indication that he's, you know, going to enter the race. He's running. He's expected to run. Folks expect a formal announcement probably early next week, but he's definitely looks like he's definitely headed into the race. And he has a lot of potential to shake things up. Not only does he have the strong support of social conservatives, the type of support enjoyed by Michelle Bachmann, but he also has a pretty strong record as a governor in Texas. He helped create jobs. He did a lot of beneficial things for the economy there, and that's something that he's going to run very strongly on. Mitt Romney, he's a danger for Mitt Romney, who, of course, is the front runner right now, and he was asked about that. Mitt Romney was yesterday in an event. He declined to comment very much on Governor Perry's record, but he did point out his own record in the private sector. So that's something that I think he'll say when he's stacking himself up against the, you know, Governor Perry.
And how will media organizations determine what kind of attention to give to each event?
Well, it's tricky because, frankly, most media organizations, certainly us and a lot of the other folks, their entire political teams are out here in Iowa. There's 700 reporters out here who've come out to cover the straw poll. So I think his event will get covered. It will get some kind of coverage. It won't get the same attention that it would if it wasn't scheduled at the same time as the straw poll.
And are any of the lower-tier candidates going to drop out after this weekend if they don't pull a major upset at the straw poll? Some of perhaps even the media favorites who may not pull the kind of numbers they need?
Well, that's a really big question, and that's sort of what everybody is watching to see here. The straw poll, while I said before, it doesn't pick the winner or the nominee. It can winnow the field. And the one person that really has the most at stake here is former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty. Mm-hmm. He's spent a lot of time and a lot of money building an organization here in Iowa, and it's unclear whether that's paid off. It certainly hasn't gained him any traction in the polls. So he really needs to make a decent showing this weekend. Otherwise, it's going to be tough for him for donors and supporters to feel like he has the kind of momentum to really go the distance.
Well, I thank you so much for giving us a preview, Lisa Lehrer, and for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Lisa Lehrer is congressional reporter for Bloomberg. She is in Ames, Iowa, getting ready for the Republican debate tonight. And listeners, we are also ready for that debate, as we do during every major political debate. Our political website is It's a Free Country is hosting an online chat for political junkies of all stripes, and you can watch the debate online and type away in real time on our politics website. Share your reactions, talk with political experts from around the country. All you need is a computer and a love of politics. It starts tonight just before 9 at itsafreecountry.org. And one of the people who will be taking part in the chat at It's a Free Country is It's a Free Country's political reporter, Anna Sale. You know her well. And she's up next in part of her two-part series all this month, in part two of her series all this month. And she's searching for the independent voter, as you know. And we're going to talk all about what she's finding coming up right after a quick break. Stay with us.